hopefully head coach Dan DeSilva can make it up here. Yeah, there he is. We're getting everybody in here at the same time. And sorry, the players were up here and they've got their sweat on the headphones and all the rest of that stuff.
That's all right.
But you don't mind when it's a win like that. So, and especially the way this one was, as I mentioned to Rowan, totally different style of game than what the previous four against this team have been.
Yeah, no, for sure. And definitely different than what our last couple have been like, too. And so it's good to see that we can find different ways to win. And it seems that we're having different heroes, different guys step up every single night, too, and having really career performances right now. And, you know, sometimes that's what you need to get the 2 points. Different guys stepping up every night. Now I felt we had good contributions from everyone in all of the last three games, but just three, you know, guys having special nights, and it's good to see.
Well, Riley Budd had a special night, though, too. I mean, he gives up the first shot on goal in. Yeah, it was tough to give up the teddy bear toss goal, but I think that helped everybody on the team, did it not, to get that out of the way?
Oh, and that's what I was saying to them on the bench. Well, now it's over, at least, right? Like, so don't have to worry about that anymore. It's behind us, and we felt that, you know, with the way things are going, that one goal wasn't going to beat us. So it was just a matter of sticking with it and just pushing back. So we used that time while they were cleaning up the teddy bears to regroup, reset, and I thought that we had a good response after the goal.
They were 0-for-9 on the power play in two games against you this week, a team that's above 30% on the power play. You've got to be thrilled with what your penalty kill has been doing of recent.
We are, yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's funny how the highs and lows, ebbs and flows of the season, power play goes through it, penalty kill goes through it, teams go through it, players go through it. And our penalty kill was, you know, having a bit of a stretch the last 10 games. Wasn't where we needed to be, but, you know, had, again, some hard conversations, had some meetings about it, you know, talked to players about it, made some adjustments, and, you know, our penalty kill's been outstanding the last few games.
And the power play, shouldn't forget about it. 1-for-4 tonight, but 7-for-12 this week so far.
Yeah, special teams has been good for us, and, I mean, it's at least nothing else. It's momentum for your team, right? The power play, if you're not scoring, hopefully you're creating chances and you're getting, you know, some momentum for your group. But our power play has been clicking. It's been hot. And a big part of that is, you know, the net presence we've had. You know, a lot of the goals have looked similar. Guys just shooting from the point with traffic. And it just seems to open up so many other options for us when we have that identity that we're, you know, willing to shoot pucks. And then it opens up the backdoor play like you saw tonight on Calvert's first goal. And, yeah, the power play has been good. Special teams have been good for us. It's been a key to these wins.
You don't have to be a 6'3", 215-pound guy either to stand in front of the net, like an Easton Armstrong was a couple of years ago. Rowan Calvert, Zach Olson, they're not as big as he is. They take the punishment. It's an almost thankless job, but they're getting rewarded.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. And for me, it's a sacrifice, you know, I'd be willing to make, right? You can leave the game with some bumps and bruises, but you also leave with a couple of goals, right? And that's the trade-off there. But not everybody's willing to do it, but you got to go to the dirty areas to score goals sometimes. And Roland has 19 goals on the year, and you know that, what a good example of what it takes to score goals in this league.
And now tomorrow, Prince Albert. And I mean, you guys have been waiting for a while to see these guys again. They've had a great start. You guys are coming on again. It should be a great Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, we're excited about tomorrow. It's going to be a great hockey game. Excited to get back to SaskTel Center and play in front of our fans on a Sunday. Big rivalry game. Haven't seen them in a long time. Both teams are playing well right now, so 3-3 for both teams, too. So it'll be interesting to see who's got the most juice left in the tank.
It will be interesting. Dan, thanks for this. Congratulations on the win. See you downstairs at the bus, because we got the Mad Greek tonight.
I'm going to say it again. Mad Greek, baby.
All right. Dan DeSilva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.